Hey guys, and welcome to the Sober as Shit podcast. Today's episode is sponsored by Coaching with Brandy. If you're looking to add a little extra to your recovery portfolio, or if you're questioning whether or not you want to get sober and you want some extra accountability or guidance, please feel free to reach out for your free 20-minute consultation with me, and let's see if we're a right fit for each other.
Hey guys, on today's podcast episode, I wanted to do a general check-in. For those who don't know, I am in India. I flew out to India the day after I turned 31 years old, and I came out here to do a treatment for Eastern medicine for an illness that I have. I'm not going to go into the illness because I find it kind of discouraging. It's kind of disgusting. It affected my life in many ways, and I wasn't getting the help I needed in America, so I'm like, you know what? Let's go outside the box. So I did it. And here I am alone in India, and life has taken some interesting turns, and it's thrown me some loops, and I'm just like, okay, you know what? It's okay. So this episode is going to be about finding our courage, okay? So it's not easy to make the decision to leave the country that you live in, and it's not easy to do it alone. There's a lot of fear that can keep you from taking that leap of faith to go and do something that you know you want to do and need to do for your health. And then you have to tie into the fact that I'm sober. So I don't know anybody over here. I'm sober, and I don't know what it's going to be like. I'm going to be in intense pain. I might have the option of painkillers. I do, but I've chosen not to, which I kind of regret, but it's fine. Because, again, we have to tap into the well of courage that we all have and bring it to the forefront. And that, to me right now, is the biggest challenge of being sober, is facing life on life's terms. Sounds really cool, and I try to do it every single day. But there's some days that it's just so fucking hard. Like, life just throws you all these fucking lemons, and you're like, well, fuck, how am I supposed to survive this? How am I supposed to keep putting that one foot in front of the other? Life is changing. Relationships are changing. People are changing. Life is never going to be the same again. And it's okay. We can get through whatever we need to get through as long as we don't pick up the drink. For me, my problem started when I drank because I was drinking to numb myself out. By numbing myself out, that meant I wasn't paying attention to those around me. Or if I did, it was very minimal because I was so interested in getting the next drink that I couldn't focus on anything else. I would count down the minutes until I could have that drink. So this courage thing, the first leap of courage was submitting visa information, then getting plane ticket, then getting on the plane, and then getting here and being like, okay, it's so different, but so amazing. There's temples everywhere. People are so nice. Some speak English, some don't. And there's this group of people here who all have similar health conditions to me. And part of the treatment is you become vegetarian. And for me, I'm not allowed to have milk or any dairy products. And you can't drink alcohol. So they're not alcoholics, but they can't drink right now. So it's this really cool group of people that I've gotten to connect with. So it's just like every time there's this fear, there's something that keeps me going. And the same can be said for every situation in our lives. No matter how hard it seems at that moment, you just have to put that first step forward. And then, sure, it might be hard and you might be afraid. I'm so afraid all the time, guys. I don't know what life is going to do. Don't know how it's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be okay. I don't know how I'm going to deal with the pain tomorrow when I have to go back in for a checkup with a doctor. I just don't know, but I don't have to. All I have to do is be honest with where I'm at to somebody, because I can't keep it inside, honestly, because then I obsess and I moan and I groan and it's just not a pretty thing. So I have to share it with somebody. And that's why we get to develop friendships. And that's something I never knew I wanted until I got sober. So quick episode. I am in India. Internet is sporadic. I don't know if that's a word, but whatever. And I just wanted to do a quick episode for you guys. And I'll be doing more episodes as I can. Take care. Thanks for listening.